This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time. This comes just days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases exceeded the record set the previous day and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Reaction continues around the world to news Simone Biles' bid for a record 6 gold medals at the Tokyo Games has ended. She abruptly dropped out of the women's team final Tuesday and watched as the United States surrendered their title to Russia. U.S. gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky says as a high-profile athlete, she can empathize with Simone Biles' decision to withdraw from some gymnastics events for her mental well-being.
I know that the Team USA swimmers certainly support her and the U.S. gymnastics team and all of our teammates. And mental health is so important. Physical health is so important. And it's no different being Olympians.
And world number one ranked men's tennis star Novak Djokovic says he also empathizes with the pressures elite athletes face every day.
I can't say I don't see it or I don't hear it. Of course, it's there. But I've learned, I've developed the mechanism how to deal with it in such a way that it will not pose distraction to me. It will not wear me down. I feel I have enough experience to know myself how to step on the court and play my best tennis.
Fully vaccinated people in the United States and European Union will be allowed to travel to England without having to quarantine on arrival. The UK government made the announcement Wednesday. The transportation minister tweeted, "We're helping reunite people with